You know, a couple of weeks ago, I told you I was doing a project in my studio and kind of rewiring everything, and I'm done. So now the Rat's Ass podcast can evolve. We're going to be able to do phone interviews, who knows what else, but also we're going to have some flavor.
From Hollywood, welcome to the Rat's Ass podcast with Mojo Elliott.
Yes, it is showtime. It's go time. This is going to be fun. Yeah, for me anyway. So here we go with another action-packed adventure on the last day of March 2025. Can you believe we're 3 months into this year already? All right, coming up, a famous rocker gets closer to getting his wings. It's a fact, men love boobies. But what do they say is the perfect size? We're going to discuss this. We got the results in for the Tesla takedown. We'll peek in on the final four for the NCAA, too. Plus, we've got another round of head trauma, and today we're going to be doing Total Recall, along with our usual loose behavior, including Saw It on the X, Celebrity Cheese, your email from our Gmail, One More Thang, and a few shout-outs to Rat Nation worldwide. That's what's on the table today on the Rat's Ass podcast, but I hope that you enjoy the sizzling that we have for you now. All right, here's the deal about Rat Nation. Okay, we need 1,000 members before we can start giving stuff away. Help us get there. So you need to help us get there, and you'll reap the rewards. You know, we partner with a company that's basically allowing us to do big things, you know, hot tickets, cool trips, and cash. But we need at least 1,000 members to get there. So go to ratsasspodcast.com and check it out. If it's not your thing, that's fine. If it is, sign up. Be one of the few in the loud at Rat Nation. All right? Today is AC/DC lead guitarist Angus Young's 70th birthday. And yes, he'll be putting on the schoolboy uniform. He still puts on the schoolboy outfit, duck walks across the stage playing riffs that rock. His mane is gray and long. But you know what? He's doing it for the pure love. You know he is. You know he is. He certainly doesn't need the money. At least I hope not. You know, the first time I heard AC/DC, I was working at a pizza shop. And we listened to one of three radio stations at that time. It was WDVE, WYDD, or WOMP. They all had, good rock formats. And a song comes on the air, and it's Let There Be Rock. But they didn't announce who the song was or what the name of the song was. I just assumed that it was Let There Be Rock based on the chorus. And so I was pissed. I was like, damn. And I listened to those three stations for days, and then they didn't play it again. So I went to the record store. Because we had record stores back in the day. We could actually go and shop and sift and look at album covers and read what was on the back. And they would always have a section for new releases. So I walk in and I go, okay, I got to find. It's got to be one of the new releases. Hopefully it wasn't something they just pulled out of the old file that was really old. But as soon as I started looking right there, top left, they have an alphabetical order. There was the album cover to Let There Be Rock with the album title, Let There Be Rock. I said, this has got to be it. $6.99. Basically, you paid the same for an album as what you paid for a concert ticket back in those days. So I bought the album, and I said, you know what? If it's not the album, I'll just bring it back and exchange it, because you could do that too. So I got it home, slapped it on the turntable, and yeah, out of the gate. AC/DC, Let There Be Rock, and found the right album. And I was a happy man. Happy man. But I took I was that guy in school that always had music playing. I always had a boombox strapped to my, at that time it was 8-track tapes, but I always had a boombox strapped to my shoulder and listening to music at my locker or, you know, when I'd go to basketball practice or, well, practice, sports practice, whether it was cross country, basketball, or baseball. Always had had music jamming. So I was happy to introduce this to everybody, and the reaction I got was, that band sucks. Really? I said, you know, and I was offended because I was like, I found this really hot, cool band that really spoke to me, and these guys were like, that sucks. And then these guys at that time, they were into Rush and Styx and stuff like that, and, Cheap Trick, Aerosmith. Same stuff I was into, but they weren't having it with AC/DC. But because I was offended, I said, you mark my fucking words. This band is going to be one of the biggest bands in the world. I didn't know it at the time, but I was just saying that to defend myself, to defend my honor and my ear for music. And sure enough, as it worked out, I was correct. And believe me, every time I see these guys again, I rub it in their face. In your face. Well, my favorite AC/DC album is Not Black and Back, Not Back in Black, or Highway to Hell. It's Power Age. Rock and Roll Damnation, Sin City, Gone Shooting, What's Next to the Moon, Riff Raff. All raw power songs talking about women, whiskey, fucking, and fighting. It spoke of my language back then, man. Good stuff. All right, there was a poll on X that had over 12,000 respondents asking men what size boobs turned them on the most. They had four choices, because that's all X allows you. It was 32D, 34D, 36D, and 38D. There were no Bs. There were no Bs or double Ds, because X only allows you four on the opinion poll, right? 73% of the men who responded said 34D was the perfect set of attitudes, followed by 36D, 32D, and 38D, proving once and for all, men just want enough for a mouthful and for a booby bang. Now, this shouldn't make you ladies self-conscious or anything like that, because, you know, if you're not the ideal, most men I know are just happy as long as you got them, installed or not. All right, the Tesla takedown turned out to be a nothing burger. A complete nothing burger. Now, I'm convinced the people protesting go on protest. They protest everything. This is what they do. The same as some people go golfing on the weekends. Other go hang at car clubs. Women go shopping at outlets. You know, others stay home and binge movies, for crying out loud. But this is what they do. They are the sad sacks of society who feel cheated for some reason, even though they have the same opportunities as everybody else. And I kind of felt sorry for them. I really did. You know, they interviewed some of these folks on TV. And most of them couldn't even afford a Tesla anyway. But they're out there protesting. Democrats on Democrats, for the most part. But I will tell you, here in Southern California, I was out driving around yesterday and went by the Tesla dealership that's about a mile from me. No action. Quiet. Quiet as a mouse. There was nothing going on. And I would say 40% of the cars in the area I live in California, in Los Angeles, is Tesla. Nobody's getting their car keyed in the parking lot. Nobody's getting anything set on fire. So, I go back and I will tell you from a media standpoint, they're showing you what they want you to see. They're going to the worst spots and you're thinking that it's nationwide. I don't think it's not, at least not in my bubble, as I like to say. I live in this little bubble that I live in a five-mile radius where everything I need is here, and I don't leave that five-mile radius for the most part, unless I need to go to the airport, which I did. And Friday, it was in Burbank. My God, I stopped at 6 o'clock in an evening to pick up a passenger, my wife, and there was nobody at the frickin' airport. I was able to sit curbside for like 10 minutes waiting for her to get off the frickin' plane and walk to the curb. Never seen Burbank like that before. I don't know if that's a good sign or not. The Final Four is here for the NCAA tournament. So now I'm interested. We got Florida, Duke, Houston, da-da-da-da-da-da. And what I've paid attention to, Duke looks like they're the unbeatable team, but that doesn't guarantee anything. We're going to find out because we got four of the country's best teams playing. That's what's happening. The best players are going to the best schools, and that's what we're going to get from now on in the NCAA tournament. So I'm not interested anymore. It's all half-baked. You're going to get the same schools every frickin' year vying for the championship because they're going to attract the best frickin' players. All right, it's time to...
Rat's Ass Podcast.
All right, today's round is Total Recall. I'm going to give you four historical events, and you have to put them in the order they happened, first to last. All right, event number one, 9/11. Event number two, AC/DC's Malcolm Young passes away after battling dementia. Bill Clinton stains Monica Lewinsky's blue dress. And the movie American Pie is released. All right, those are the four events. You got to put them in the order that they happened, first to last. 9/11. AC/DC's Malcolm Young passes away after the battling for dementia. Bill Clinton stains Monica Lewinsky's blue dress.
Yeah.
And the movie American Pie is released. I'll have the answer for you coming up on the podcast.
It's time for some loose behavior on the Rat's Ass Podcast.
Oh, you bet.
But it is. We got
loose behavior. That's how it's going to be two snacks. You gotta be looking at that when you do it. Headphone applause is on one. Okay. Okay, can I get...
Turn that off. Oh, God.
Turn that off. Yep. Okay, here we go with loose behavior today. Here's what's up on the... I don't have it yet. All right. Oh, God. Let's go back to the thing. Let's go back to the thing. You're on three.
Hey, heads up. Here comes your celebrity cheese.
Yeah, it's cheesy today, man. Extra cheese to make you sneeze. A little extra cheese between your knees. All right. So, yada, yada. But who gives a rat's ass?
Rat's Ass Podcast. Email from our Gmail.
Yeah. All right, this is where you send us your email and your questions, comments, and observations to me at ratsasspodcast@gmail.com, and I respond to them. So I'm going to talk about an April Fool's joke, three bands, tell me their best album. Any chance you get a photo of Fat Vagina posted and post it? All right, if you have any observations, comments, or questions, be sure to send them to ratsasspodcast@gmail.com.
Rat's Ass Podcast. Head trauma.
Yeah, we got your answers. Here we go. Total Recall today. I gave you four historical events, and you have to put them in the order they happened, first to last. All right, let's give it to you again. Let me give it to you again, baby. Hang on, let me give it to you again. 9/11, AC/DC's Malcolm Young passes away after battling dementia. Bill Clinton stains Monica Lewinsky's blue dress,
yeah. And
the movie American Pie is released. All right, are you ready? Let's see if you got it right. Number one, Bill Clinton stains Monica Lewinsky's dress.
Yeah.
The movie American Pie is released. 9/11, and then AC/DC's Malcolm Young passes away after battling dementia. All right, if you got it right, congratulations. If you missed it, go see your doctor about your head trauma and get well soon. I got to go wax my brand new Tesla that I got for free. Somebody was giving it away because they wanted to protest Elon Musk. But I do have one more thing for you. Yada, 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 yada. All right, let's do a few shout-outs to Rat Nation. Justin Cromarty of South Dakota. Lydia DeGarmo from Ohio. Jason Frost in Florida. Yes, there's Frost in Florida. Who knew? Max Miller in Texas. And Gina Gardner from California. Now, we're in the midst of designing our first Rat Nation tea, Fleabag and I. And we're going to have them for men and women. Hopefully, we'll start giving them away to the members of Rat Nation. So some more incentive for you to go and get signed up to be a member of Rat Nation.
Now's your chance to be one of the few and the loud. Join Rat Nation at ratsasspodcast.com. Membership does have its rewards, you know.
All right, man, that's it for this episode of the Rat's Ass Podcast. Be sure to check out the new Rat's Ass Podcast website, ratsasspodcast.com. You can connect with us on the socials like Facebook, Instagram, X, Blue Sky. And, of course, you can find us on TikTok, too. Just search for Rat's Ass Podcast. You can listen to the podcast, join Rat Nation, and read the blog featuring all new articles, including an NBA playoff preview I did. So go dig in. We'll do this again on Wednesday, April 2nd. Take care of each other. And thanks for dropping by the Rat's Ass Podcast.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.